Today, a federal judge in Nebraska struck down the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act because it has no exception to preserve the health of the woman who's pregnant. This is the third federal judge to find the law unconstitutional. But as NPR's Robert Smith reports, the legal and political fight over the procedure is far from over.
Although the three federal judges considered different plaintiffs and experts, they came to the same conclusion. Congress cannot limit the abortion procedure that it calls partial birth without providing an exception for the health of the woman. Louise Melling is with the ACLU's Reproductive Freedom Project.
They all go to support the proposition that doctors, not members of Congress, should be entrusted with making our medical decisions.
For anti-abortion groups, the rejection of the ban was disappointing but not unexpected. Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice says that in the Nebraska case, the government's experts were disregarded because they hadn't performed the procedure.
The idea that a medical expert testimony would not be accepted because they did not perform a procedure, which many consider, including justices of the Supreme Court, to be infanticide, was ridiculous in our view, but that's what he held, and that's going to be one of the basis of appeal.
The Justice Department has already appealed one of the decisions, and Sekulow says that anti-abortion groups are realizing that they aren't going to get the rulings they want from lower courts.
This is all about the Supreme Court of the United States. One justice switch here, through retirement or change of heart, switches the case in our favor.
Conservative websites are already using recent court decisions on abortion as a rallying call to re-elect the president, who could name new justices during a second term. Vice President Dick Cheney is referring to partial birth abortion in his stump speeches. Louise Melling from the ACLU says there's another political message from the rulings.
Bans like this have been passed by state after state and now by Congress. And time and time and time again, the bans have been struck. And what people really should be saying is, why do the politicians continue to do this?
Appeals on the abortion rulings are not expected to be heard until next year. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.